Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Workers in the UK could soon have the right to request a four-day working week. Leisha Redmond-McGrath is a chartered work and coaching psychologist who's been looking at this for us. Leisha, you're very welcome to the programme. What's the Labour government proposing then in the UK?
So what they're proposing is they're looking basically at how the traditional laws of the five-day working week are being impacted, I suppose, through new flexible work arrangements that we've seen maybe arising out of COVID. And they're looking to see whether, in tandem with, I suppose, the global research in this space, whether a four-day work week would be suitable for their workers there.
Okay, so they'd have to do the same work, the same hours, the same pay, but they could do it in four rather than five.
Exactly, 80% of the time.
What's the research on this then?
The research is actually massively positive. When you think that the traditional five-day work week, which would have come down from a six-day work week back in the day, would have been predicated on a very different social fabric and in a time when we had no IT. So now we know that it seems for a lot of us to feel very outdated. And the research is really, I suppose we know intuitively when we all do a four-day work week, how much better we feel in ourselves. And the research is really stacking up around that. There's a not-for-profit organization called 4dayweek.com, and they're saying that in the organizations that they've worked with, and that's globally, there's 25% increase in revenue over the previous year, 32% decrease in employee resignations, 83% found it easier to attract talent, 66% reported a reduction in burnout, and 94% of companies want to continue after the trial.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's pretty hard hitting.
So I was going to say from an employer point of view, that I wouldn't be too keen on this. But if there's a 25% increase in revenue, where is there any downside to this?
I think the downside, and I suppose with my professional hat on, is, you know, and I know in one of the studies that they reported in the UK today, some people, it's not for absolutely everybody, it's not for absolutely every sector. And I think if organizations go in and try and apply it just because they like the sound of it, but they don't do it properly, then yes, maybe they run the risk of the reverse, and maybe accidentally overburdening staff and not being able to deliver the same kind of service or products that they have signed up to for their stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think, you know, the future of work is dependent on the people that you can attract. And we know, you know, that the generations coming behind you and I, they're not tolerating the longer, you know, working hours. They don't care about pensionable jobs. They're not, you know, that's
Why?
Not what's in it
Why
for them.
Why is that? Is that they're weaker? The old dog for the hard road and the pup for the path. Is that it?
No, not at all. They just have a different value set. And I think they're quite right. And, you know, even just listening to the segment before I came on to chat to you, like, we know that our health is nosediving. We know that our mental health is nosediving. Here is a framework that's very doable, that has very robust data, that really is going to, in my opinion, safeguard the future of organizations going forward. Because if we don't have the talent to run our organizations, well, then what are they? And I stood before the pandemic, I stood in so many boardrooms talking to boards about the talent shortage and saying to them, you know, well, what about flexible working? And what about, and people were saying, absolutely not, no way. And now look, you know,
overnight,
flip the switch, and we all did it.
Yeah.
So I think the smart organizations, the organizations that are deliberately developmental, will really start looking at this and doing it properly. And of course, it's not new, like, you know,
is the working culture there yet? I would ask people if they went into their boss and say, look, a five-day week doesn't align with my values. Text me what he or she would say to 51551. Leisha Redmond-McGrath, though, very, very insightful indeed, chartered work and coaching psychologist.